The downing of flight MH17 has caused untold amounts of grief for family and friends of those lost. For a look at how they're dealing with the pain, we're joined now by James Halpern in New York. He is a professor of psychology and counseling at the State University of New York. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Wednesday was a day of mourning in the Netherlands. We saw services, flowers, public tributes, people lining the streets. Was this helpful in terms of the grieving process for some of those relatives?
Absolutely. I think that any kind of mourning rituals that survivors are able to participate in, or a show of support from the community, can be very helpful in terms of the processing and the ordering of what is an extremely painful and chaotic experience.
There were delays in collecting the bodies, complaints about how the bodies were treated. Obviously, the victims' relatives have not been able to follow a typical grieving path. How difficult would this be for them?
Clearly, it's going to make it more difficult.